Blog Talk Radio.
Broken Earth radio show. It's kind of what I like to call an emergency show because we've had a lot of people that have been in a lot of turmoil, feeling bad, feeling pains. Even we have as well. Bill's asleep right now, getting his rest, and so it's just me tonight. So we're going to primarily focus in on readings. If anyone has been doing any full moon or candle magic and they're needing any help, or if anyone wants to start talking about a process, that's something that we can start working on as well. If anybody just is, you know, just feeling, you know, we can kind of get to the, you know, to that. Our chat room is open too, for anyone who's, you know, just kind of hovering around. We do have a guest in the chat room, but guests, they can't chat. They can just listen. So if you're in there and you're wanting to say something, you know, creating a little account, which you can do with your Facebook or with your Twitter, to make it real easy, you can do that. But if you just want to sit back and listen to, that's completely fine. We're going to be listening to some music too to kind of get us in the mood. But right now, remember too, because there's a lot of people in the queue, please try to keep your question simple, down to one question, because we want to talk to as many people as possible. I know that's been something that we've been having problems with in our regular show period, is you know, people calling for readings but not listening to the show, or just not really, you know, respecting the format. And remember, everything that we're doing is from the heart. So please respect that, if you would. But anyhow, enough of that. I'll be right back. But we're going to listen to a little song to get us in the mood. And the first call we're taking, because we're going in order, is the caller from 310. This is Broken Earth Radio, and if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. Remember, this show tonight really is about readings, but it's also about sharing if anybody's having any issues or if anybody wants to get anything started as far as any sort of candle work or whatever, just whatever. Give us a call, and we'll be able to cover those things tonight. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
we're back. Somebody is asking if we do readings from the chat, and we do have a lot of people in the queue on the phone. So if we can work your question in, that's okay. But they are asking, what are they supposed to do on the full moon? And your answer is, it just depends on what you want. And there you go. But we're going to take the caller at 310. 310, this is Nunu. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, my name is Alicia. I am feeling like blah.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so much happen to me in the past week and this week, and it's just been really rough on me. Basically, long story short, because I know there's a lot of people in the queue, I started a job. They flew me to Vegas to work and train. And then yesterday, as I was getting on the plane, they told me don't get on the plane, and they're going to determine what they're going to do with me. If they're going to let me go or if they're going to keep me on, and I wait till our properties, because I'm a property manager, come on board, and they're saying October 1st. So I don't even know. They're supposed to make their decision tomorrow. No one's talking to me. No one's communicating with me. And also it caused the hardship. Now me and my son are living in a hotel because I've moved out of my apartment because they promised me an apartment, too, with my salary.
Right.
So that's what am going through. I had a church to bless us with a room for a couple of nights, but, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the week until I have a disappointment with LA Family Housing on the 2nd.
Right. Okay. Well, let's just kind of see what's going on, but I want to ask you something real quickly. This negotiation that you made, did you make this negotiation? This is the 22nd now. Was this something that happened about a month ago? This whole thing?
Yes, about a month. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not the only person they did this to.
Well, this is the deal. This is the deal. I'm going to tell you something that is actually a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking, and I wish that we had spoken before now. But, you know, this deal was struck with you during a Mercury retrograde, and, you know, we have to be able to live every single day of the year. We cannot stop, you know, thinking and processing and all that kind of stuff just because it's a strange astrological time, but it's just one of the worst times, to be frank, to ever make any negotiations because they always go back on you.
Actually, it was presented to me after the retrograde, even though it was still signs of it.
Right. I really understand because it looks like it was about a month ago, and the retrograde was essentially over, so to speak, around that time. But I do understand what you're saying, dear. But it was around the 4th or so of this month, I believe, if my numbers are right, that the fallout
it was over
is pretty much
my birthday. It was over on the 20th, July 20th, because my birthday fell on the 22nd, and then that's when I got the offer.
Right on your birthday, and it seemed like it was a birthday.
Right on my birthday, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you you're kind of keeping up on it. And even though, you know, the effects of the retrograde really were done about 2 weeks after that, but it's still, I mean, you know, but you still were trying to do the right thing. So, you know, I don't want to do too much Monday quarterbacking, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm concerned with this place. It actually looks like, and please let me know at a later date, you know, what they tell you, but it actually kind of looks like you're being told to be on your guard with this place, period. I'm kind of feeling good as much anxiety is kind of leaking off of you. I'm actually still kind of feeling pretty good about what they're going to do. But the thing is that you're being told that you have to watch this place because they seem to just let people go willy-nilly. And what's messed up about this is that, I mean, if they're offering you money plus a place to live, every single thing you're dealing with, it's like the worst boyfriend possible. You know, it's like you work with this person and you live with this person, you know, that this is kind of the situation that you're being put in. So, I'm going to tell you that it still kind of looks like everything is going to be okay. All right. But, and this is a big but, if you just say, you know what, I don't trust this company and I just really want to do something different, I am seeing that if you talk with, and it kind of looks like this is happening over the next 6 days, if you talk to this person that's basically being called a magician, and in a position like this, this is somebody who is a recruiter or somebody that could help you find work, they actually look like they'll be able to help you find work in 2 days.
No, you hit the, you hit the nail on the head, because also yesterday morning a recruiter called me asking me was I still looking, and I said yes. He forwarded me over to another company for a regional manager position that pays a lot more money than what this job is, and I spoke with that recruiter of the company, and she said, we're interested. I'm going to send you a link. Fill out the application. Let me know when you're done. It's so funny. You're so on point. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so you should be okay, dear, if you just decide to take this with whatever's happening with these people. And I know that you and your baby are kind of like on the line here, and you're relying on the blessings of people right now. But in about, like I said, about 8 or 9 days, it does look like you will have a job, one that's not going to do this sort of thing to you, and you're not going to have to live in fear. You know what I mean? Just remember, you're going to be okay. It's just about, you know, deciding, because you're going to be having to, you're going to have to float on faith right now. You know, you're going to have to float on what you believe. So tonight, what we're doing for you right this very moment is I'm lighting you a tiny little green candle. And this candle is going to burn for you for about 2 hours. And this little green candle here is going to help you with, you know, getting your money back from everything that you've put out in this already. And it's also going to, you know, help you just, you know, it's just to get the energy spinning for you to be able to, you know, to lick this situation in the bud and to come out on top of this just like we predict. Okay?
Okay. Yes,
you all right?
I do want that other, yes, I do want this other job. You know, I can tell this company, you know, I'll stick in until this other job comes through and they offer me this regional position. I'm going to take it and run.
Yeah, and just go for it, because like I said, it really looks like you're dealing with a place that just, I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
It's total chaos,
you know,
very unorganized,
chaos.
Total chaos, don't have a clue what they're doing. They're running around, a lot of middlemen, they're running around with their chickens, with their heads cut off, lack of communication, the whole nine, yes.
Yeah. So, but you should be all right, dear. But let me get to somebody else, and please let us know how you're doing. You know, on Facebook, you know, it's Broken Earth Radio. Just, you know, like us, and then keep us in touch with what's going on with you, and we'll be able to help you in the future when you know, to sit back and privately, you know, just really get down to some things for you. Okay, dear.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. Hang in there. Just hang in there.
All righty. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, we are, let me see. So I'm trying to make sure that I've got people going in order. So, yeah, we're taking the caller from 973 right now. 973, this is Nunu. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Well, Jackie, what's on your mind this evening?
You know, I've been seriously consider lighting a candle for my mother, my mother and father on the other side, and my grandmother for guidance. And, you know, I'm not really sure if that's effective. I've been going through a very nasty battle with my family regarding my mother's estate, and they pretty much have been robbing me or leaving me out of things. And I just really want some guidance with this because it's a trying time for myself and my family.
Okay. Didn't we talk last week?
No.
We didn't?
No, I never called the show.
Okay. No, that's okay. How long has this been going on, Jackie? For about 2 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years, yes.
Yeah. Hold on just a moment. I want to try to keep this simple, because if we get caught up in all the dynamics, it's just going to look like it's just going to become chaotic, you know?
Okay.
So what I want to do is I want to see when we finally see a point where there's a conclusion.
Okay.
We also want to see, you know, if there is anything that you'll be getting, what it is. And we'll just try to keep it that simple. Okay?
Okay,
but I know that there's more going on to this than just, you know, that. I mean, because your family's divided and these people that you are supposed to be able to count on in some way are just basically failing you, you know? So,
yeah.
But like I said, we're just basically going to look for an end time and if there's anything that you're receiving, what it is. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Okay. I'm going to give you two different time periods. One of these time periods, I really it's what I hope it is, but I don't think it is. I'm just because I know you're under a lot of stress. But it could be that there's something going on in around like November, December time. But the problem is that even though it looks like there's something happening here, I'm still seeing other legal stuff after that.
Okay.
So, but this is the deal. I actually want to ask you a question. Did you guys go to court about anything this month at all?
The lawyer, I haven't heard from the lawyer in months. He called me and he said that he was submitting something to regarding the appeal that a stepsister had filed. And I'm not sure if the lawyer has went to court because the lawyer has not been he's not been straight with me because he took on my two brothers after I hired him. So he's like playing me and my brothers. So they could know that that's the case, but I don't know.
Well, the thing is, one of my issues is basically what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to do this the way that I really do this. The cycle that you're in right now is actually called no work being done, and cycles are basically the time between July and July. And I really am kind of afraid that nothing is going to really change yet.
Okay.
And when we get you to your next cycle, that's when it says that you finally go in front of the emperor, which is basically the judge. So we're looking at almost another whole year.
Mm.
And then at that point, it's around November time. So that's why I'm saying that I kind of think that, you know, there's something that may happen this fall, but it really seems like your finality, your conclusion happens at that point. And honestly, it's just whoever the judge is, it looks like, you know, it looks like probate's been handled. It looks like there's tons of stuff that's been handled, but there's a chariot, which can represent a vehicle. It can represent vehicles. It can represent, you know, just anything that has to do with, like, if there's a vacation home, whatever there is. There's some other stuff that it looks like. There's some money. There's some other things that look like they're kind of you know, moved around here, but it finally looks like you have your conclusion, and your conclusion actually does look like it's financial. But I've got an upside down three card here for your amount. So, I mean, it could be that this is telling you that you're getting half of what you think you're getting. It could be telling you that you're getting some variation of three, which is what it usually is. That three here, I mean, it could be 30, it could be 300. It just depends on, you know, what is out there with, you know, with what your mother has after it's all said and done and whatever they've been messing around with at this point. But yeah, it really does look like it may take another year. And, you know, I know that, like I said, I don't like doing the Monday morning quarterbacking because it doesn't help anybody at all. But just to anybody who's out there listening, get life insurance for the people that you care about, because there's no contesting that. You know what I mean? And because this will stuff can be the pits. It tears families up. But anyhow, it does look like you'll be getting money. But like I said, I've got this upside down three card, so it's some variation of three, or it could be that it's a little bit less than some variation of three, like 29 or 28. Okay.
Okay.
But it still looks like it may be taking you like another year.
It's like three other people that's on the will with me, but then you know
I understand. I understand.
And there's like three properties and land, so I don't know.
Well, that's, you know, whatever, it, like I said, because that's basically into the statement, so it's this three. You know, it could even be that if there's three properties, you're getting one of those. You know what I mean? It's like everything is, it probably is being divided by thirds, or, you know what I mean? It's this three is the key to what you're dealing with. Okay. And I hope that helps you some. But like I said, it does look like it may take you a little bit longer than we want.
Okay. Well, you know, today I noticed that the moon was red, but now I'm hearing that it's a blue moon, which is quite rare.
Well,
and, you know, every time. Excuse me?
No, go on, dear. Go on. No,
every
I was
time someone close to me passed away, I always saw something in the moon right before it happened, but it was usually a crescent moon. So, I saw the title of your show, and that's why I called in.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The blue moon, there's different kinds of blue moons. The blue moon that most people think about is when you have two full moons in a month. But this particular blue moon is actually the original interpretation of a blue moon, and that means that you actually have four full moons in one season. So you imagine there's 12 months a year, but this year we have 13 full moons. And so the third full moon of summer, of this particular summer, is being called the blue moon, because we'll have one more full moon after this. We'll have another full moon next month before it'll be on the 19th, and fall doesn't begin until the 22nd.
Okay.
So that's why we're calling this the full moon. I mean, sorry, the blue moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for your insight. I'm not really, at this point, with the exception of all the changes that they keep making behind my back, the longer that, they say the longer it drags out, it costs us more money. But to a certain degree, except for the people who want to rush and sell or, you know, make a quick profit off of the death of my mother, I'm going to count the time that I have to wait as a blessing, because it gives me a chance to prepare myself, you know, to be prepared for anything that comes.
Right.
You know.
It's also kind of frustrating, too, because we never want to wish away time, period. You know, so it's, you know, this is just one of those times that, you know, even though it feels like we have to wait and, you know, we can't wait till this is over, so to speak, we still have to kind of, you know, it's part of our patience test.
Right.
You know?
Use the time wisely too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, Jackie, thank you for listening. Really, thank you for listening.
Can you explain the energy of the white candle, though?
White is something that, you know, it really depends on the practitioner that you talk to. I use white to stand in if somebody doesn't have any other candles and it's an emergency. You know what I mean? You know, white can be a color to stand in for any color. But black can be as well. You know what I mean? But some people, because white is such it's a softer color. You know, if I'm ever doing any sort of work with somebody and I'll tell them to stick with a color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
White is kind of like if we're trying to purify something or if we're trying to balance somebody out, we'll start out with something basic. Because you know, we never want to put perfume or deodorant on a dirty body. So we don't want to really start something out unless something's been cleaned as well. And so you know, white is going to be a part of that cleansing process. I mean, it just honestly just really depends. It just really depends. But when like I recommend for somebody if they're wanting to work on whatever they're trying to work on, I'll tell them to stick within a color family, but start light and work darker, because we have to, you know, in every situation we have to amp things up. We have to amp things up because you know we just the energy needs to get stronger just to maintain something that we had before. And so white is a nice basic place to start with.
Okay.
But like I said, people use colors for different reasons, but that's one of the, or several of the reasons, or several of the things you can use white for. So it just really depends on what you're trying to do.
I just want to lighten up the energy and, you know, clean out the environment.
Yeah, you can do white. Start out with white, and also salt is your best friend. Get some salt, get some sea salt. Put it in a shot glass. Put about a quarter of an inch of sea salt in a shot glass, and put water not to the tip top, but just close to it. And that's a great way to purify your environment because energy it's going to be drawn to that glass instead of to you.
Okay, so just put the salt in the shot glass and just a little bit of water in it?
Yeah, it's like
and just
almost
put it in
to the
key
top.
Places in the house?
Yeah, like put it in key places or put it like in your kitchen window or something like that where you can see it but it won't get knocked over and you can reach it. And depending on what that salt does, like if it dissolves and it just looks like it's water, pour it out and do it again. But if it starts looking weird, let me know, because that means that there's something going on and we'll be able to tell what it is.
Okay. So how could I reach you?
You can reach me here. The show usually is on Tuesdays in the daytime. It's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. But we're also on Facebook and also under Psychic Nunu on Facebook as well. There's some links. I believe I put some links on the banner page. So if you just go to the show page on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to see, and you'll be able to press links, and you'll be able to find us.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it. You know, I'm optimistic that, you know, things will work out. You know, it's a very bad situation that's going on right now, and you know, I'm just trying to find my answers because I can't get it anywhere else.
I understand.
Not now, at least.
I really do. I understand.
Thank you
much. Well, thank you for listening, okay?
Okay,
And thanks for your questions about the candles, too.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. We're going to take a break, but when we get back, we're going to be talking to the caller at 919. And we will be back in just a moment.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Caller at 919. This is Nunu. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I've been I've had a little upset with the moon situation, but I have a relationship question. I've been seeing someone for about 7 months and not sure what's going on, and if we're just kind of miscommunicating or just busy with things. I'm just questioning it.
You just want to know where this is headed.
Yeah, because I don't think it's sustainable forever, but I'd like to continue it. We mm-hmm. both have new things, new jobs going on and things like that, and not sure if that's, we're just busy with that or what the deal is.
Right. Okay. Hold on just a moment. I'm trying to think of the best way to approach this. To keep it simple, but also give you something to really reflect on. And I think the best way for me to do this is to kind of give you a visualization of how our guides, when they look into the situation, see you and see him.
Okay.
And then in that we're going to be able to see. I want to see basically just a Christmas time. What you'll be expecting so that you can figure out what it is that you're going to do. Sometimes, honestly, I realize that sometimes we just have to let things happen. We just have to let them just sort of be. And if things aren't flowing the way we want them to, instead of trying to fix it, we just have to, because sometimes, fixing things makes them break more. We just have to kind of let them be. But hold on just a moment. That is really interesting because I'm trying to figure out how to approach this first. Let me tell you this. I'm going to approach it this way, okay?
Okay.
You are actually appearing as the Empress, and he's actually appearing as the King of Batons. Now, what this means to me, instead of telling you what all this stuff means, the King of Batons is a characteristic. It's a personality. It's what somebody's acting like. And you, as the Upside Down Empress, are basically standing on your head to make this situation work. It's like this is not really the way that you've lived your life. It's like you're on vacation from yourself. And he is, Baton people are spiritual people, they're medicinal people, but because of him here, it's almost like this is just something that you just kind of seem to be doing because it was making you feel good, but it's not making you feel very good anymore because you're on this really long pause. But this is the deal. You hear, what I'm saying to you sounds like it's going to go negative, but when we get you out of this month and we get you into around the second or so week of next month, it actually starts to pick up with you guys. Next month and October look great, but we go back into this weird place around the holidays where I really don't even see him around at all.
Yeah, I don't think he's, I think actually something else is coming in, but, I'm definitely, I like him and I'm enjoying our time together.
Right. So this is the deal. Try not to read anything into this right now, to be honest, and just remember that you and him are going to be spending some more time together, but when we get closer to the holidays, he's just pretty much out of the picture. And just remember that if we're going to call him Tylenol, okay, he's making you feel good for right now, and you are actually going to be, because you're in a cycle that's basically called happiness, but it's still upside down, which does not mean sadness. It means based upon what you do. You're going to have some choices. You're going to have some choices around November time that are just going to be changing things, period. So just keep your head straight and just have a good time with him. And he's not going anywhere right now. I really kind of believe that since you know, like I said, with you, we're kind of dealing with the whole you, and we're kind of looking at him like a personality or something like that. It's going to be your decision about what you do, and there you go. But I, but like I said, I don't want you to walk away from the reading feeling exhausted or bad, because I just see you happy, and it has nothing to do with him necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, but right now he's making you feel confused. So we need to kind of push away from that table for a little bit and just sort of let our food digest. And then when he comes back to the meal, you can sit back with him and kind of see how things have been and what's been going on with him. And then you'll kind of see where you sort of just, like, you know, you sort of transition out of this period yourself.
Okay. No, that makes complete sense with what's going on.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's been helpful, and thank you so much for listening. And you know, drink lots of water.
Okay.
Drink lots and lots of water, seriously, okay? All right, have a
thank
good night.
You. You too.
All right.
Bye, Nene.
Bye-bye. The next caller we're talking to is 303 in Colorado. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi. My number is in Colorado, but I actually now live in Arizona.
Okay. Well, 303 in Arizona.
303 in Arizona. My name is Allison, and what?
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Allison. Very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My question concerns combination of employment and finances. I live in a little town and have a job that I really love. That is my, you know, my calling and my purpose in life. I went through a very extended, just years and years and years of darkness before I got this job. So I'm very grateful to have it. The reality, though, is that it doesn't pay very much at all. And I really do need to relocate. I already know where I'd like to relocate. It's a few hours away. But the job market there, especially in my career, is not very, you know, I mean, it's not a bad job market. It's just that there's not a lot of positions in my field. So I'm just wondering what you see, and I'd like to get my money going again. So I just wonder what you see in all of that. That's a short synopsis of what's going on.
Okay. If we had to make your question into something that's more simple.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on with you. What would your real direct question
My question would be will I be able to make a career, find a career in the town that I hope to move to by, oh gosh, like within months, before the year's out.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right, hold on. Just are you trying to stay in Arizona, or are you going to?
Oh, wanted to go to New Mexico?
Yeah.
No. I love this state. I was on
okay.
the road for 2.5 months. I have no desire to leave this state.
Okay. All right, hold on just a moment. Thank you. All right. There it is. It's right here. You know, I am kind of torn with some things. But like I said, we need to keep this very simple. I'm gonna try to keep this simple because there's a lot of information. But this is the deal. I do see you coming across something, but you're being told that you're walking the fence with this place for a while. So when I see something like this, it makes me feel like it's something that may be part-time, not full, or just, you know, something that may have you, I mean, I'm about to say something that I don't think is right. I'm about to say that perhaps training, but I don't think that's right. I think it really is something that's part-time. But the thing is that over time it looks like you're surrounded by all these people, and then your finances start improving, and then it says that you're actually matched up with the right thing for you. So it's like it's everything that I'm seeing here, it looks like it's something that's actually starting. I want to say October, but then for some reason it looks like it really doesn't really start picking up until around December. So it could be that you're doing something part-time at that point, and then around December, everything starts really coming together. But like I said, there's all these people, and then after that it looks like you're matched up with something that is more permanent. So I hope that makes sense based upon what you're doing. But it does look like everything's going to come together, but it looks like it even comes together beyond that in a way that's better for you, because that's where all my money cards are. Not only is this uniting, or this contract, because it shows up as a contract, not only is it sitting in between two financial cards, it's taking you into a financial cycle that starts next summer. But remember, with financial cycles, we also have big ethical challenges too. So, you know, all the things that you're going through, all your little tiny challenges are going to be your muscles for your next big one that looks like it's starting on the other side of next summer. So you've got some good stuff coming at you. It looks like you're going to be able to stay in the state. In Arizona, it does look like you'll be able to be there. But like I said, it looks like you've got even better things happening a little bit further on. But it's all within this cycle, okay?
The cycles are basically the time between summer and summer. I kind of missed the first part. Is that part-time job something? I'm a writer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a freelancer at a little newspaper right now, and that's I love mm-hmm. I just love the written word. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my passion, my purpose, my calling, and so I love my job. Is this part-time job that you see coming up presumably it sounds like it happens after I move, which I'm looking at probably around October. Is that also something in my field, or is this a job that I'm just flipping burgers again?
Well, see, the thing is, it looks like you're doing something part time, which would, you know, let's say that you're writing, because I mean, it looks fine. I'm telling you, it looks like you're doing what you want to do. But then when we get you closer to December time, there's tons of people, and these people here, these are articles. These are, you know, interviews, these are, you know, whatever these people mean to your situation. And after all of this, it looks like you get paired off with something else. So it could be that you're writing for a magazine. It could be that you're writing for, you know, like a real paid blog, because it's sitting in between money. You're sitting in between financial gain. It's not something that you're just doing for the fun of it.
I'm sitting between financial gain, and that's a good thing?
Yeah, that means that you're going to be able to take care of yourself with what you're doing when you get this contract or this pairing up. Because remember, there's something happening in October which is taking you to this positive place in December, and based upon all this stuff that's happening after that, we're getting you to a contract or even another pairing off with another play.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to, I don't want to keep you, but I want to ask a related question to this. I made a major blunder by not turning down a job. A job was offered to me, a dream job. This is the hardest part of it. It was a dream job. It was offered to me about a month ago, month and a half ago, and I said I had to think about it, and then the guy withdrew the offer. So it was my mistake not to say yes right away, but then it was his mistake to withdraw the offer. I'm wondering if I'll have a second, if I'll ever get a second shot at that, working at that radio station. if I'll ever get a second shot at working with that radio station, or is that pretty much a closed door?
Hold on. Let's see if they call you back, or that if there's a time that you should go back, and we'll see. But hold on just a moment. Let's see. Real quick.
Yeah. They filled the position, and it's a very, very tiny, tiny radio station. So it would have to be somebody leaving, you know, for me to even
right.
have a chance. That, you know, that sort
well,
of thing. I'm not trying to.
Basically, it looks like somebody will be leaving there. It says that there. It says in 3 moons, which can either be 6 weeks or 3 months. It just depends. That there will be great loss of an individual. And then on the other side of that, that looks like you may have an opportunity at that point. But they look like they kind of, you know, it doesn't look like they go through people a lot necessarily, but there's something, I don't know, there's something about whatever station this is that there's a time period here where they're going to be losing a couple of people. Like, it looks like there's two people, but it doesn't look like they lose people all the time. It just looks like it's, you know, whoever these people are, it's time for them to move on. And it does look like you actually have a chance, but you've just got to keep it open. Keep your door open to them, and then there you go. Okay?
I can tell you that they are losing their station manager. I'm nowhere near qualified to do that, but I do know that their station manager is leaving the position. I don't know why. So, you know, that's one of the losses, I guess, but that's certainly not a position. I couldn't even begin to
right.
apply for that.
Right.
So, I do know that that's in the works already. So, okay. Well,
okay.
We'll see. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, dear, and good luck with everything. Okay, Alan?
Thank you. I really need that. Thank you so much.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got quite a line of people, and we've only got so much time left. So I do need to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to take the caller from 951. And like I said, there's a lot of people in the line. So if for some reason we're not getting to you tonight, it's because of the obvious. But bear with me just a moment, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. Remember, this is a very special show tonight for the full moon. We're normally on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the United Kingdom, because we're there part of the time. But right now, we're going to be talking to the caller at 951. 951, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was calling in regards to love life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a certain person I have in mind.
Okay.
I was just wondering his feelings towards me.
What's his name?
Steve.
Steve. And what do you go by, dear?
Lori.
Lori, okay, all right. So we're wanting to see how Steve is feeling for Lori. Hold on just a moment. You know, this guy really does. He really does. He likes you. You know, that's not anything that seems to be a problem. He does seem to kind of withdraw from you periodically, though, where, like, there's times where, like, let me see what's a good way to kind of get this going. I'm going back, like, a couple of steps, and he's around, but now he looks like he's going through this pullback thing again, and then he comes back around, and you know, it's like he does this seesaw, and so there's a reason for that. Hold on just a moment, let me see. Is he in another relationship?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, are you sure he's not actually married to that person?
He could be. We're basically really good friends, and
yeah.
I don't really know where, like, the friendship is.
Well, this is the deal. When I go back into his history, when I go back, and I realize that just because people are in relationships doesn't mean they can't, like, I mean, I get it. I know how people are. I get it. But the thing is that there's times where it looks like you really make him happy. And I used this term earlier with somebody else about medicine, because the character that represents you in the situation is a character that I would get for a nurse. This is also a character I get sometimes for the other woman, though, in triangular things. But it's like, it says that this is exactly what our guides are saying in tarot speak. It says that you guys really do click. You really do get along, but he hasn't given you your importance because he doesn't want to make a triangular situation. There's a lot of unhappiness, and there's times where he doesn't really want to be where he is, but he still has that commitment, and that commitment card is actually a marriage card. And so I could go on and on. So like I was feeling in the first place, the problem is not necessarily that, you know, how does he feel, but what is he going to do with this? And for a while now, when I kind of, you know, pull you out into what we're going to interpret as the future, you know, as days go on, it just really looks like he's around, he's gone, he's around, he's gone. So I think what you've got to do, Lori, is think about what it is that you want, because if you want something that's substantial, you're not going to let yourself get confused over him. Now, I know, too, though, that there's still, you know, a question hovering over you, like, if you did try to pursue this, where would this go? And I honestly see that if you do stick in this, just playing this dance with him, the time period I'm kind of gravitating towards is around next June, where this could turn into an affair. But I don't know if you want an affair. And so that's what you've got to decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not making a move to do anything different.
Not really. It's just, you know, sometimes we find these situations, sweetheart, that are just not black and white.
Definitely not black and white.
Yeah.
It's gray. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
You'd be so close of a friend.
Right. But what I want you to do, tomorrow, get yourself some candles that are tan or beige or brown. Start light, like I was saying earlier. Stick within the brown color scheme, but start out light. And burn your candle. I'm actually going to burn you one right now. It's tan. It smells like cinnamon. It smells like cinnamon rolls. But I'm going to burn that for you so that you can kind of sit back and differentiate between what it is that you want that's actually going to give you your real happiness and what's just kind of giving you that hand-to-mouth happiness that we get sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, okay? Thank you.
Oh,
thank you,
okay.
Dear.
Yeah,
all right, hon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we are now taking the call at 917. 917, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this show. I know you have a lot of people in the queue, so I'm going to make it quick.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. It's in regards to my relationship, and I just wanted to know if he is still planning for the future with me. I guess where he is, if he's still looking towards the future and still including me in that picture.
Okay. 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 Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. He is, well, first off, you know, to kind of keep things a little simple, it kind of looks like he's involved with another person, and because it says there is competition, but he also looks like he himself doesn't have a plan per se. So this is the deal. One of the things that's kind of a little frustrating for me right now, because like I always tell people, I don't want you to walk away any worse than when you showed up. But you're basically being told that, and this is all tarot speak, and so just I want you just to just kind of let this stuff settle on you, is that the way that he lives his life is upside down. He actually shows up as a whole person. He shows up as the upside down emperor, okay? And it says that this is his world. So basically what you're hearing is that he really doesn't seem to have any real direction. And I don't want to sound insulting when I say that. It just kind of seems like he's somebody that may go from person to person or from a better circumstance to another. Like he just doesn't seem to have a lot of a lot of foundation of his own. Like, he doesn't have his own stuff. And so basically what you're being told, that if you want this relationship to work, you are going to have to be the person that has the foundation that he can move into. I don't like your answer. I know that you probably don't love your answer either, but to answer your question, you're asking, you know, does he have a plan for me in the future? Your answer is that he has no plan for the future. He's just kind of blowing in the wind. And it
right.
doesn't look like
no,
this
I understand.
Won't work.
I understand completely.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like this won't work. It just okay. Well, it doesn't look like this won't
sense.
Work. Yeah, it just looks like it has to be you that makes this work. And so this is one of those times where, you know, we got to pull out our little brown candle and think about if we want what we want, or do we want what we really, really want.
Okay.
All right. So
this doesn't
look impossible. Remember, it doesn't look impossible, but it just looks like you're the person that has to have the plan.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great one.
All right.
Okay.
You too. Okay. All right. We are now at, oh, my goodness, there are so many people that are still in line. We're going to take the caller at 210. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Mel. I go by Mel.
Hi, Mel. Well, share with me what's on your mind.
Well, actually, I've been going through a lot of changes in my life, and I'm wondering if this is the weekend where I meet somebody special in my life.
Oh, okay. You want to see if you're going to meet somebody this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I was invited to a boat party in Austin, Texas, and I don't know. I just don't know what to become of it.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot of fun, first off. It does sound like it's a
yeah.
whole lot of fun. So let's kind of look. Now, remember, go and look glamorous and wonderful, or, you know, be comfortable, because I know what it's like to walk into a place feeling like I look, you know, like one thing, and then ended up looking like, you know, a gremlin
yeah.
at the end of the day.
Yeah, especially being in that sun.
How did I end up melting?
Hopefully not.
Hold on just a moment. Let me see. Based upon what you do. Okay. No, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. We got some action. We do have some action going on. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a couple of people here. There's a couple of people here. It actually looks like there's a handful of people you're going to be just kicking it with, having a really good time. But the thing is, you're being told that it's kind of, you know, it's kind of up to you. So it's kind of like you're going to be talking to these people. There's somebody that it actually looks like you're probably going to end up messing around with a little bit. But, you know, I see you getting some numbers and having, you know, a really great time. And but when I say it's up to you, it's kind of like, you know, you're going to have numbers. You're going to be talking, everything. It's going to be a really good time. But you got to let yourself out. You got to let yourself have this fun. You got to let yourself loose. You got to let yourself do this. But you're going to meet several people. I mean, it's not. I'm going. What's the address? No, I'm just saying that.
Okay.
But it really looks like you're going to be having a great time, a really, really, really good time. So just, you know, make sure that you just don't get sick. And what I mean by sick is just, you know, you don't want to drink too much of too many different types of things and get yourself sick, you know.
Okay.
But, no, it looks like you'll have a great time.
Now, this girl that I invited, she's also a friend of mine. I don't know whether to take her or not, or to go alone.
I would go by myself.
Okay.
I know. I mean, because first off, it doesn't look like you have a problem going by yourself. Some people can't do that. you can go and you can just pop yourself up at the bar or find a little table or a little chair and the party comes to you. And you don't need to have to babysit somebody while you're there.
Very true, very true. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should. Oh, I have an ex-girlfriend. Is she doing anything to me to hold me back for anything? She has actually psychic powers, abilities like you do.
Well, what I suggest you do, sweetheart, is the way that we'll be able to really tell what's up is, and this is, I don't know how everybody else does their stuff. I hear people all the time saying, I talked to somebody and they told me this, but it ends up sounding like it's a gypsy scam, you know. Get yourself a shot glass. Put about a quarter of an inch of sea salt in it. I told somebody to do this earlier to clean the negativity out of their environment. But what you're going to do is this shot glass is actually going to be one that when you're preparing it, you say, I need to know if anybody's put the whammy on me or just whatever. Remember, salt is your friend. Salt does so much for people. They have no idea. But like I said, a quarter of an inch of salt, fill it up with water, not to the tip top, but close to the top. Sit it up someplace where you can't knock it over, but you can reach it, like your kitchen window or the back of the kitchen sink. And
gotcha.
If the salt starts to get chunky and climb over the glass or starts to look weird, then yeah, something's happened. Something's definitely happened. And
wow.
we can fix that. We can fix that. We can fix it. We can fix it. But that's the way I'll be able to tell by based upon how that glass looks, what's happened, and
awesome.
You know, yeah. But we'll be able to fix it, dear. We can.
Awesome. I'm gonna click on you, and follow you, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, it's been nice to meet you. Okay.
Thank you for everything, and have a great day.
You too, dear. You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I'm gonna listen in.
I accidentally cut you off, sweetie. But I have you on hold, so I didn't disconnect you. 201, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is Brittany.
Dear?
I'm from Brittany. New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Brittany.
Thank you. You as well. I just have a question. I got into a car accident back in December, and then
mm-hmm.
I had a benign cyst that they thought maybe was cancerous, and I just kind of was out of the loop and not my social self, and I don't want to say cut myself off from people, but just obviously was the spring and winter, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
kind of kept to myself more. And I'm usually like a social butterfly. And I lost touch with a lot of people. Just a lot of things went out of whack in my life. And I'm
right.
just wondering if things will start to pick up and maybe some friendships and relationships will be mended.
Well, you know, I want you to think about things in cycle form, okay? I know that when we have things that happen to us, like if we are in accidents or if we give birth or if we lose somebody, we tend to see our lives in before and after, you know, like, well, before that happened
mm-hmm.
and now, you know, we kind of see these moments or these times as notable things. But the thing is that you have been withdrawn because you needed a break. I mean, that's basically what's happened. So I'm actually going to do a spread to see what the cycle is that you just left, what we can actually
okay.
call it, and then what the cycle is that we've just, that you have just started. Because cycles basically transit between summer to summer or like July to July or summer to summer. Because some people's cycles change, you know,
mm-hmm.
June, some people.
That's how it is
August.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, so but what I'm going to do is I'm going to see what cycle you're moving into so we can get your energy focused in the right direction, and then you can start bringing yourself back to life, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and did you notice that after your wreck, a lot of people were just kind of gone?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they weren't even coming around to see how you are.
Yeah, like someone who was like a sister to me. That's what I'm really most upset about.
Yeah. So, yeah, you actually were in a cycle that looks like it was about endings, to be honest. I was kind of anticipating your cycle having been about taking a break or with being withdrawn, but it actually looks like it was about endings. And so not only was there that wreck, but it also looks like there's other things that you were transitioning from, friendships, relationships, period. It looks like it's also changed your habits. Like you're not I know you basically said that you're not as social as you used to be, but it looks like it's something that kind of changed your drinking or partying, so to speak. So there's a lot of things that it looks like got changed during that. Now, when we move you forward, we're actually supposed to be talking about you as the center of attention. Now, when I say the center of attention, I don't mean, you know, the girl that's on the table spinning around in circles while the music's playing. I actually mean you and your true talents. Like if you've ever wanted to sing, if you've ever wanted to write, if you've ever wanted to, whatever it is that you've always wanted to do, you're supposed to be putting your energy into your natural talents, because your natural talents are actually going to be drawing several people to you that I actually – now, I'm going to give you a time frame, but I don't want you to commit to this time frame because I don't believe that it's actually going to be one friend in October and one friend in November and one – I don't believe it's going to be like that. I just believe that it's going to be – you're going to meet this person, you're going to meet another one, someone else is returning. You know what I mean? There's just – friendships that look like they're new and friendships that look like they start to kind of come back around, because you're putting your energy into, you know, the things that you've just always kind of wanted to do, and also driving again.
Yeah, I just started.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard because my car was completely destroyed, so I'm using somebody's car, but I feel like I'm like 16 again, because it's not really my car.
And you also have to kind of gain your confidence again too. And and it's interesting that you mentioned you feeling like you're a kid again, because the cycle you're going through is a baby cycle. But remember, babies are the center of attention. And so because you're kind of growing through it's a process of just kind of it's not about growing up, dear, but it's just kind of about you being treated like sugar that may melt. Or, you know, it's just you need this. You actually need to be babied. And so, but remember, this is about you as the center of attention, you for your genuine talents, you needing to be babied. This is just where you're supposed to be. And then when we get you to next summer, you're going to be back on the road, you're going to be back working, you're going to be doing stuff again, you're going to be back, okay? But just take your time, because you really look like you've gone through something extremely traumatic. And just imagine that you and I are in Lord of the Rings, and we're going to go take that ring over to Mordor. Do you think that we could come back from that quest and just, you know, go back to work and make donuts? You can't, you know, you can't go through what you just went through and just go back to normal life in a snap. Okay? You got to give yourself a break. This is something that only happens 7 or 8 months ago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man. You know, this is something that's just happened to you. So it's just not possible for you just to come back.
I hear you.
Like,
I know it seems like a long time, but I guess you're right. It really hasn't.
It's not a long time. It's not. It's basically been, okay, it happened in December or January. It happened in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically been 270 days.
Yeah, and I'm
that
still
is,
going through this other thing, so.
Nobody can tell you when it's time for you to be different. Okay?
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
I feel bad No, it does. I mean, I feel bad. Like, other people in my life have, like, you know, tried to get me out and stuff. It's just, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but some of the people that want me to go out and do stuff, I just feel like they're not as genuine as the people who are in my life and the kind of people I want in my life. So I'm not really as responsive to them.
Well, you may also not be able to look people in the eye like you used to. You know what I mean? You may be feeling like when you're talking to people, you're looking around, you're watching the door. You know, you just, I see you being very detached and very distracted.
Yeah.
So, you know, take your time. You don't have to go out partying. You can just go somewhere in the daytime. Just go to a movie. You know, feel your legs walking around again. Okay. You know, go someplace for people where you don't have to actually look at them and talk to them, like to a movie, you know. Go to, you know, someplace and sit back and have a cup of tea, coffee, you know, but just ease yourself back into it, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem, dear. And you hang in there. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. I'm Nunu, and Bill is working out right now and says hello. So we're usually on Tuesdays from 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. If you want to add us or like us, rather, on Facebook, you can look up Psychic Nunu, or you can also look up Broken Earth Radio. We have our links, but we do have quite a few callers still in the queue, and we only have 5 minutes left. So I think we should probably just close the show out, and I hope that everybody has is understanding and has, you know, been served well tonight. For our emergency full moon show, and really cannot wait to see you again and speak to you again. But look us up, and we'll talk to you very soon.